We're talking about being joined to the Lord and all these treasures that we have, right? The treasure of redemption. Listen to Mark 4:11. He replied, this is a new living translation. He replied, "You are permitted to what? Understand the secret of the kingdom of God." See, outsiders don't do that. That's why people live like they do. They don't understand the kingdom of God. But you are permitted. Once you come into the kingdom, you're permitted to understand the kingdom of God. But I use parables for everyone. But I do what? I use parables for everyone. I say to outside, everything I say everyone, everything. But I use parable for everyone, everything I say to outsider. Everything I say to outsider, I use parable because they're not in the kingdom. You're in there. You're permitted. You're supposed to understand the secret. And understand the mystery, the secret. That's what secret is, mystery. I'll read you one more verse and let you go. See, you're supposed to. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. Colossians 1. I think I can do this. Colossians 1, what did I say, 26? We are talking about going through this door. At this time, we have come to a place that we must go through another door. And this revelation to you, you and you that are sitting out there, it's time to go through. As long as you remain over here, the devil will keep on beating you up with little or no revelation. But God wants you to have the full revelation of what he's done for you. So this is what he said here. And I guess I'll go to King James. Here we go. He said, even the mystery, the secret, which has been what? Hid from what? Ages and how long? And from generation. That's a long time. Ages and from generation. But now is made what? Manifest to who? Who is that talking about? That's us, isn't it? Saints, what are you? A saint or ain't? What are you? He said, this mystery, this secret, this mystery, this secret now has been manifest to God's saints, his chosen, the body of Christ, the redeemer of the Lord. You got this treasure. This mystery is revealed to you. What is it? I'm going to read it to you. Verse 27, to whom God will make known. What is the riches? You notice he said, what is the riches of the glory of this mystery? Where? When God dealt with Israel, the Gentile world had no dealing with God. Just occasion. Somebody would come, a proselyte or whatever, and they would get a little something. But for the most part, the Gentile world had no deal with God. God's promises was to Israel. I can read that in Ephesians chapter 2. He made all his covenants and promises to Israel. None of the Gentile world was included. And not, when I have time next week to get to that part. But I want you to see this. He said, to whom God will make known, what is the riches of glory of this mystery among the Gentiles? What is that mystery? Which is? You read it. Which is, what is the mystery? Christ in you. The hope of glory. Say this with me as we close. Christ in me. That's my hope of glory. Say it again. Christ within me. That's my hope of glory. And with the glory comes all God's stories that tell all the good news of the kingdom. What belongs to me. By revelation, I walk in the fullness of it. I'm on my way. All the healing, all the miracles, the new birth, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, winning souls, making disciples, living a good life, had a good family, got the right job, prospering, got plenty of money, got cars, house, land, you... The whole deal. I'm a worshiper of God. I worship God. I worship the Father. I worship the Father. I think this would be okay to say it. I'm madly in love with Jesus. Nobody else can take his place. I don't care what bid for his place in my heart. You can't have it because I'm madly in love with him. When I gave my commitment to him, I gave him all. I'm not a fence straddler. I'm not a two-timer. I'm not an up and a downer. I'm not a backslider. I am a saint. And I serve God 24/7. I don't do the Sunday morning magic hour. I raise my hands in my bedroom. I raise my hands. I don't need no building like this to raise my hand. Drive along in my car. Walk along the street. I raise my hand. Why? Because I'm madly in love. I'm in love with Jesus. He is the Lord of my life. Nobody else is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to go all the way? He's going to get us there. We have a world to reach. Y'all get busy. I said we got a world to reach. There's a city out here, Houston, full of lost people. There's lots of people right now that's not in nobody's church right now. They at the house. Some of them doing this and that and that and that. We're not going to speculate what they're doing, but we want to get them because the Bible says, tell the stray members, the member that for whatever reason they left, because people leave for different reasons. And you got to stop letting stuff drive you away from your feeding trough. Did you hear me? You got to stop that. You got to grow up enough. You ever notice that we raise pigs and cattle and horses and all kinds? We raised a bunch of stuff. But always in the litter, a little runt. He wouldn't run. They push him around, but he'd run around to another place till he find an inch away into that trough. Amen. You got to stop letting people run you away. You got to stop letting people bully you around and cause you to go off and act real dumb, cause your life, carry you through a lot of stuff you wouldn't have to go through. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.